This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Now we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. All right, I'm going to get a little philosophical here. Now, I'm allowed to get philosophical. I don't really get very deep on this show. We talk a lot of fluff. We hit some health headlines. We hit some political headlines. But we don't really get deep. Let's do some deep thinking for a second here. I can do that. I have the skill and the talent to go deep, right, and figure out how to, get into our subconscious and, talk philosophically, right? Am I already failing at that? Well, let me tell you why. Let me tell you why I'm going deep. Okay, so I the Dr. Dahlia Studios are kind of on a busy street, right? It's called the Dr. Dahlia Studios. Yeah, one day we'll have roller coasters and stuff like that, and we'll, charge $100 a ticket. But right now, it's just a thought, just a, dream. But there is the Dr. Dahlia Studios. And it's a very, very busy street that I have to drive and then turn left. So I have to turn left to get to my work. And it is amazing how people will buy houses or they'll choose work based on, are they going to have to drive towards the sun on their way home or, drive towards the sun during the day. Well, I live in the West, so yeah, I drive towards the sun going to work. I drive towards the sun going back. I've just always done that. Don't ask. I just like the West side of town, and I do that to myself. But I don't really plan to that degree. A lot of you guys plan. Good for you. And so I didn't plan that I would have to be making a left to get into work. I mean, I suppose I could make a right. It would take longer. I'd have to go a couple side streets out of my way to be able to go around and make a right, but it's okay. Well, I was in a real, real, real big hurry this morning. Big hurry. And so I'm waiting in the left turn lane, and there's just a slew of cars. So I can't turn left. And I'm like, all right, well, it'll ease up. And then it doesn't ease up. And then it doesn't ease up. And I'm like sitting there going, come on. And I'm, seeing where I need to go. We're just talking maybe, 25 feet away. We're just talking, I see the parking lot where I need to be. All I have to do is make a left and pass three lanes. So I don't know how many feet that ends up being. That's all I have to do. And more cars are coming. I'm like, well, maybe there'll be somebody nice who'll slow down. But no, because there's three lanes. So I would have to hope that there are three nice people that will stop simultaneously at the same time for me to go. And then, I'm like, well, maybe there'll be a streetlight. There's got to be an end to this somehow. Maybe there'll be the streetlight. It'll turn red. Streetlight. And then everybody's going to have to slow down. And then I could kind of wiggle my tushy through the traffic. Because if they have to stop anyway, they got to let me through. Well, there's a stoplight. And cars back up. And no, they pull right up to another car. And no room for me. And then they look at me like, oh, sorry. And I'm here stuck in the left lane. And I'm getting mad. And I'm just getting mad. And I'm like, but all I have to do is just cross three lanes. And I'm there. I'm exactly where I need to be. And minutes are passing. And I'm just starting to get a little hot on the collar. And I'm thinking, you know what? I'll just leave my car here in the left turn lane and just walk into work. If that's what I have to do, no car is letting me pass. I feel trapped. And you want to know what? Cars started to move out of the way. Cars started to go. And then all of a sudden, there was like a parting of the Red Sea. And I was able to move my car. No, I didn't pray. I usually don't waste prayers on that. I pray for health and safety and things like that. I really don't pray for an opportunity to move my car to make a left. But you want to know what? Finally, there was an opening, and I was able to turn, make my left, and get into the parking lot. So what's the moral? The moral is, because again, I, you know, was like, okay, you know what? This is life. This explains life. Yeah, a left lane with a bunch of idiots driving down, not, you know, being selfish, not letting you drive. Yeah, yeah. But, and all jokes aside, yeah, you are going to deal with some real, really idiots, real, real jerks. And you're going to have a lot of obstacles in your way. And you're going to have to learn how to navigate. You're going to have to be patient. Sometimes you're going to have to take a risk, and you're going to have to gun it. But you always seem to make it to that parking lot. And the parking lot may not really be the most wonderful parking lot. You may not even want to go to the parking lot. The parking lot may have a cop sitting in there, right, getting ready to give you a ticket for making an illegal left turn. I don't know. But you always end up making that left turn eventually. Something happens. So in life, you could either get ticked off, you could either throw a tizzy fit, you could be patient, or you could jump and make things happen. But just always know that nothing is ever as simple as just a simple, smooth left turn. Now, some of you guys are like, oh, well, I live on a street where there's no traffic, so it's a very easy left turn. Don't jinx yourself, because someone's going to do construction. Trust me, something's going to happen. That left turn is not going to always be that easy. Right turns are easy. That's why we call them right. Right turns, you can make a right turn. You don't even have to stop. Well, you should stop at a stop sign. But for the most part, you can do whatever the hell you want on a right turn. But left is tricky. In fact, one time I had to make a left turn. There was finally a very brief moment where I could gun it. And all of a sudden, a person starts walking by. So I slam my car in the middle of the street. Meanwhile, I could get hit by cars because I don't want to hit this person. So take it slow. Take it easy. Expect people to be jerks and not let you make a turn. Expect other people to have to go where they got to go. They're not worried about you and your left turn. But you're always going to be able to make that left turn. And if you could do it in one piece without making another person go into multiple pieces, you could do it without losing your car. That's the secret to a successful life. Okay, how was that? Was that philosophical enough? See? No? No? That's philosophical to me. All right, guys, don't go away. We're going to talk about marijuana lounges. 1-877, Dr. Ali. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Woohoo! Yay! If you guys haven't been out to Vegas lately, you've got to. It is just amazing. The resorts are gorgeous. We have the most phenomenal restaurants, great shows. It's, I love the city. Good weather. You know, hurry before it gets too hot, but, you know, it's a dry heat, so even if you're trying to escape the humidity, you will find some sort of a, you know, respite from it out here. And Las Vegas now has legalized marijuana, recreational. So everybody seems to be happy. Everybody's doing the dance. Yeah, we're turning more and more blue. But we slowed down for a little bit on some of the pro-marijuana movements, like, you know, opened up lounges, things like that. Apparently, you know, a vote in the past had gotten shot down in terms of opening up marijuana social use lounges, but now the city of Las Vegas City Council approved it. And they passed it 4-1, where licensed marijuana businesses in Nevada will be able to be permitted to apply for special use permits to open consumption lounges at which cannabis products can be sold and consumed on site. Oh, you're talking, yeah, this is money. This is money. After 1 year, other interested business owners, including those who have not received licenses to operate marijuana dispensaries, will be permitted to apply for consumption lounge permits as well. Now, some of you may be saying, what? And then some of you may be like, no, it's a good idea. All right, and so why? What are the pros and cons? Well, we have legalized marijuana in Nevada, but you're starting to stink. I mean, you're starting to smell it, and it's starting to stink up places. You're not supposed to smoke in many places, many public places, but people are doing it anyway, or it's stinking up the place. And so one is there's, you know, a lot of money to be made. Now you could have marijuana clubs. You could have, I just see the potential. It's huge. You know, I wish I could buy some stock, but I can't. But now, if somebody does want to smoke, you go to one of these said places. And the idea is would have less people smoking on the street, less people out in the public. I don't think that'll work because if you have to pay a crap load of money to get into one of these clubs, you know, you're going to be like, why? You know, it cost me already an arm and a leg to get the marijuana. I'll just, you know, smoke it here. But marijuana is legal. But there's limited options on where the millions of tourists visiting Las Vegas could lawfully consume the substance. It remains illegal to smoke or ingest marijuana in most hotels and public places, including casinos, bars, restaurants, and on the street. So Councilman Bob Coffin, and a measure was supported by Michelle Fiore, who's been on the show, Cedric Creer, Mayor Pro Tempore Lois Tarkanian, who I like a lot. I like her. Voted for it. Stavros Anthony, like him a lot too, voted against. Mayor Carolyn Goodman, the mayor of Las Vegas upstate, according to Las Vegas Sun, conflicts of interest because there's a family member involved in the cannabis industry. But where are we going with this? I mean, you know, what? Marijuana has stirred up a whole bunch of controversy. And there's a lot of smoke and mirrors, let me just say that. But it stirred up a lot of controversy because we just don't know enough about it. And so many people who are opposed to the legalized marijuana say, I don't want to be exposed to it. Now, somebody who smokes marijuana says, I'm not smoking around you. I'm doing it in my house. I'm eating it. What are you exposed to? But I have to tell them, you know, hey, dude, yeah, just chill. This isn't about you. It's about the dork who's sitting there in his car smoking, or somebody who rolled down their windows while they were, you know, high, and somebody in the back of the car smoking up. I'm smelling it on the highway. I walked into a parking lot, and I am outside in Vegas, mind you, outside in the open air with a lot of wind, and I am smelling a slew of pot because somebody was just smoking in the parking lot. And so we're really worried about the secondary effects, the secondhand smoke. And don't be fooled by the concept of, well, you know, you only fail a drug test if it's firsthand. No. Some of the secondhand is so damn potent, absolutely you could, you know, fail a drug test with secondhand smoke. And so you have a lot of people not wanting to be exposed. Oh, well, they're ridiculous. They're conservatives. They're, you know, behind the times, they're, you know, they're calling us all these names. But wait, didn't we just, days ago, and aren't we still doing this campaign against tobacco smoke? Why are we banning tobacco smoke and all up everybody's business and, you know, charging them an arm and a leg when they buy a pack of cigarettes? Oh, well, because, you know, there's a public health risk. You know, people aren't breathing it in secondhand. Yet, here we are with marijuana. And, like, everybody back off. Leave us alone. All right. You know, we are getting exposed to the secondhand marijuana smoke. Now, has anybody studied if the secondhand marijuana smoke is dangerous? As dangerous as tobacco smoke? No. So then we should ignore it? Or should we study it? So on one end, having places where people could go and do what they need to do is nice. Will it solve the problem? No, because people are still going to smoke and whatever. It's just another way for people to make money. I don't think these legal clubs are going to necessarily take people off the street who are smoking or eating their marijuana. I really don't believe that. There's just not going to be enough of them. And we have millions of people come to Vegas. But if there is a safe environment, if there are bouncers making sure nobody's leaving high, you know, and driving high, you know, I'm not 100% opposed to it. Now, speaking about medicinal properties, they say cannabis-based medicine could halve, meaning cut in half, the number of seizures suffered by children with Dravet syndrome. Now, as you know, we have a pharmaceutical on the market now that offers the cannabis-based cannabidiol, allows kids to take this to cut their Dravet syndrome, their convulsive prolonged seizures, by a good amount. Does it cure them? No. But it does show some pretty great success. But we keep hearing the same studies about seizures, which is nice. Seizures are huge. A lot of people suffer from seizures. Not everybody suffers from Dravets, but a lot of people suffer from seizures. And knowing that cannabidiol cuts seizures, I think we're starting to be convinced that the science is there. We have a pharmaceutical company drug out there that's wonderful. But we all want to know, okay, now beyond seizures, what else can marijuana do? Well, it needs to be studied. And so, in order for it to be studied, there needs to be money. Well, Fox News is reporting that a cannabis investor has donated $9 million to Harvard and MIT for marijuana research. Massachusetts Institute of Technology and Harvard, who are his alma maters, now have $9 million to work with to study the health effects of marijuana. According to the Boston Globe, both institutions describe this donation as the largest private funding of marijuana research. Charles Broderick said the lack of basic science research enables people to make claims in a vacuum that are either anecdotal or based on old science. So one of the objectives of the research will be to determine the cognitive and psychological effects of marijuana. So how does it affect you? Does it make you more depressed? Does it ease your depression? Does it make you more anxious? Does it ease your anxiety? Does it cause you to have memory loss? Does it help your memory? And Broderick began investing in the cannabis industry in Canada in 2015. Harvard and MIT maintain that Broderick's financial interests, this is the donor, Charles Broderick, not Matt Broderick, but Charles Broderick, they said they're going to maintain that his financial interest in the cannabis industry will not influence their research. So somebody who is making money off of cannabis is using this money to fund research, which I think is fine, as long as MIT and Harvard don't turn around and, you know, ignore science and go, oh, yeah, yeah, marijuana is fine. But this is exactly what the lack of bias we have with a lot of our drugs. Somebody's got to put the money into it. 1-877-DOCTOR-LE.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It looks like Attorney General William Barr is not going to show up to testify at today's House committee hearing. In a statement, a Justice Department spokesman says Barr will skip the hearing because of plans to have committee staffers question him. The department calls that inappropriate, unnecessary, and unprecedented. Meanwhile, at a Senate hearing yesterday, some Democrats were accusing Barr of lying and protecting President Trump rather than acting as an attorney general. Democratic Congresswoman Mazie Hirono.
Being attorney general of the United States is a sacred trust. You have betrayed that trust. America deserves better. You should resign.
Republican chairman of that panel, Lindsey Graham, accused Hirono of slandering Barr. In his testimony, Barr stood by the way he's handled the final report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Flip your space with a beautiful new floor from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get easy-to-install laminate in best-selling styles like Tobacco Road Acacia and Antique Farmhouse Hickory, 20% off. Or get the exotic look of Silverstone Bamboo for 20% off. Don't want a DIY? We can arrange the installation for you. Plus, get special financing so you can get started today. Sale ends Tuesday at Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so how many of you guys have ever been bullied?
Oh, no, I was never bullied in school. I was the cool one.
Bull. Come on, we've all been bullied. And are you still bullied? Were you just bullied as a kid, or did you feel bullied as an adult? I've been bullied. Absolutely. Let's say somebody's having, you know, some sort of a lively discussion, and they're talking about, you know, how much they love Obamacare. It's pretty public that I'm not a fan of Obamacare. But I get that look. You know that look like, oh my gosh, she's one of them. Like, I'm one of what? A doctor? Somebody with common sense? Somebody whose insurance rates went up? Somebody who couldn't keep their medical practice open because nobody was paying their bills because their deductibles weren't high and insurance companies weren't, you know, paying the doctor bills. Yeah, I'm one of them. And there's a whole variety of reasons we get bullied. A lot of us get bullied at work. People being mean, people talking about you, people conniving behind your back. It happens. Well, what do you do to a bully? You fight back. Now, and by the way, liberals feel that way too. You know, you may, you know, love Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Obama. You might have thought Obamacare was, you know, the best thing since sliced bread. And you can't stand being called a libtard and all the other things that people call liberals. You're being bullied too. So we're all bullied. It doesn't matter what race, creed, gender we are. We're all bullied in one way or another. But what you have to do is sometimes you got to bite back. And when you do bite back, people back off. Well, you guys remember this Catholic student, this Covington Catholic student. Remember, he was wearing a Make America Great Again hat. And there was a Native American activist who apparently was right next to him. And original coverage by, I believe, NBC made it look like he was squaring up to Nathan Phillips. Nathan Phillips was the Native American gentleman who was chanting and being a part of a movement. And so, and this boy, Nicholas Sandman, appeared to be standing there with the Make America Great Again hat and looked in the pictures of NBC, by NBC, that he was being smirking and he was coming up into the face of an elderly Native American gentleman. Footage later emerged showing a different story where his group was just standing there. They were getting targeted. And you saw Mr. Phillips approach the Catholic students. Now, the boy insisted that he was trying to diffuse tensions by smiling at the Native American during the January 18th incident in Washington being reported by Daily Mail. And so people think his smirk, it was a smirk, as opposed to him, you know, smiling and trying to calm things down. I don't think it was either. I think it was a nervous smile. I mean, I have no problem, you know, I have, you know, no problem, you know, taking some heat and, you know, clashing with people and, you know, standing firm or whatever. But I have to admit, my heart rate does go up. And if somebody is approaching you and you feel like you might be outnumbered, one of my go-tos, unfortunately, is a nervous giggle and a nervous smile. I have been accused so many times of laughing at people, and I'm not. It's a nervous smile or a nervous giggle. And so, unfortunately, there's this picture of this boy who looks calm, collected, and is just sitting there smiling. Well, NBC and I believe other media outlets went crazy over this, and now the boy is suing. And he is suing NBC for $275 million, claiming that they saw him as an easy target to advance anti-Trump agenda. His legal filing says NBC Universal elevated false, heinous accusations of racist conduct against Nicholas. Nicholas was an easy target for NBC to advance his anti-Trump agenda, because he was a 16-year-old white Catholic student who had attended the Right to Life March that day and was wearing a MAGA cap at the incident, which he had purchased earlier in the day as a souvenir. They say the network's coverage conveyed that he was the face of an unruly hate mob of hundreds of white racist high school students. And in the lawyer's version of events, Sandman was specifically targeted by Phillips, who placed himself directly in front of the student. He stood there quietly and respectfully for several minutes, they said, while Phillips beat his drum, according to legal submission states. So the lawsuit demands $200 million in punitive damages and a further $75 million in compensation for reputational harm, emotional distress, and mental anguish. The student is also suing CNN and the Washington Post over their coverage of the clash. Now, President Trump, you know, he's always pretty political and pretty diplomatic. He goes, go get him, Nick. So, and, you know, the boy's from Kentucky. And, you know, Trump said earlier that the students were treated unfairly with early judgments proving out to be false. Both Salmon and Phillips have said they were trying to defuse tensions that were rising among the three groups. Now, Washington hosted both the Anti-Abortion March for Life, attended by the Covington students, and the Indigenous People's March on the same day. Both groups had earlier been confronted by a third group that appeared to be affiliated with the Black Hebrew Israelite movement. Now, they say videos show members of the religious group yelling and disparaging and profane insults at the students, and then some of whom shouted back. So, unfortunately, we have three very passionate groups that could have been actually in line with some things, but unfortunately they didn't. They clashed and it got bad. But the one thing that this is, that's a real big take home with this is media does this all the time. They jump on things and then they're like, well, we'll retract it later. Enquirer used to do this all the time. Oh, these people are getting divorced, or this person cheated, or whatever. And then they go, oh, my bad, we were wrong. My bad, we were wrong. We're going to be talking about in the next segment, Stagecoach, and Coachella was in the news. And there were these reports that there was a huge spike in herpes cases when that wasn't even the case. And then the media had to retract it. So does the media have a responsibility to being right the first 5 seconds of a news story breaking? Should they be open to liability if they're wrong? Well, this lawsuit may now cause news outlets, which I think needs to happen, to stop for a second, make sure they don't cut the footage, you know, and only show the one piece that they want to. And it needs to show some responsibility. Now, some people will say, look, for $275 million, what they're making in advertising, it won't matter. I mean, that's kind of what happened with the Inquirer. The Inquirer was making a lot of money. People were buying their magazine. If they were like, oh, yeah, we think Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie is okay, maybe they had a little fight, no one's going to read it. But if they try to blast all over there, oh, they're getting divorced, they'll take their chances. So, and I'm not just picking on the Inquirer, but, you know, there's been a lot of tabloids and a lot of media. But, you know, NBC Universal is not supposed to be tabloid. They're supposed to be giving us the news. So there's a responsibility that they're giving us correct and accurate information. And if kids weren't going up into the faces of people, that has to be known. 1-877-DOLLY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, a lot of people jumped the gun on this one, and unfortunately some damage got done, but I think, you know, we've been really, really good at, you know, knocking it down and you know, helping fix it. I was on KABC this morning with John and Jillian, and we were talking about this, clarifying that there was no herpes outbreak at Coachella and Stagecoach. Now, are you guys familiar with Coachella and Stagecoach? These are like these big musical festivals. Now, musical festivals are huge, right? Like we had the Harvest 91, which unfortunately last October 1, not this October 1, but the one before it, unfortunately, was the scene of a massacre of people. But these music festivals are becoming more and more popular. People hang out for a week and, or, you know, less days or whatever. Some camp out, some don't. And a lot of good music, a lot of people hanging out, kind of like Woodstock used to be. And so Coachella, you got kind of the Coachella Valley in California. Then you have Stagecoach, which I believe also happened in a similar area. Stagecoach has, I think, a lot of country music. I haven't been to either yet, but I want to the next year. And there was an outbreak during the festivals that, according to TheBlast.com, was a bogus story. The official at the Riverside County Health Department of Public Health tells The Blast that there has been no increased reports of herpes following these popular desert music festivals. People go out in the desert, right? I don't know how they bring the power, probably generators. And it's a blast from what I understand. But apparently there were reports that there was 250 cases a day of people asking for online treatment for herpes simplex. And this was, I'm not exactly sure who was reported, but the company kind of at the center of some of this data was Herp Alert. Now, I don't know much about Herp Alert. It looks like a nice teledoc company, telemedicine company. Not through teledoc, but a telemedicine company where you could call, get your herpes medication, and then, you know, not have to see a doctor or anything like that. Just get your medicine and you're good. And people will say, well, gosh, that's pretty risky. Well, yes and no. On one end, I do telemedicine, and I am very, very comfortable writing antiviral medication because there's very little side effects with them. So I could write the medication. If, let's say, you overdiagnosed yourself, you know, there's very little risk of you taking the medication. So it's a very, very low maintenance sort of website that one would then have to hold. My problem with it is I don't like us diagnosing or treating STDs over a phone without it getting reported. Now, STDs cause communicable outbreaks, right? Or STDs are a part of a communicable disease outbreak. They could be spread. And so if you hear that there's a company that's getting 250 calls a day, don't you think we would want to know if we're actually having viral spread? Maybe it's not herpes. Maybe these sores are syphilis. Maybe these sores are something else. Now, the Riverside Department of Public Health tells us companies like Herp Alert can be a good resource, but stress that none of the information was fact-checked or official. They believe it's possible that the reports of herpes, even if they are legitimate, could have absolutely nothing to do with Coachella or Stagecoach. So if they all of a sudden had a huge jump in people calling them, that could be that, well, you know, maybe their advertising kicked in and their marketing campaign worked, and now, oh my gosh, now they're all over the news. This was probably the best marketing campaign they could have ever had, because now everybody's talking about them. And again, they might be now accused of helping spread the rumors. I doubt they did. I'm sure they're innocent. But now they could be very easily accused of helping spread these rumors so everybody could talk about them. So, you know, it's very easy to make your own news. You have a company, and then you say, wow, guys, we're being reported. We got a bunch of calls. We got a bunch of, you know, people calling for this. There might be an outbreak. And, you know, God bless them if they are reporting an outbreak of something. But if it's not true, or, you know, if it can't be, you know, it can't be verified, that's not good. So the official that The Blast spoke to explained that the gestation period for herpes usually takes a few days and would not show evidence of infection during a hookup at the festival until several days later. So if Coachella just finished a couple days ago and we're being told that, yeah, last week there was a whole bunch of people calling for herpes, it's like, what? Really, what? Because that's what I thought. When I heard this, I'm like, wait a second, how did people get sick so fast? Now, I thought maybe what might have happened was people who had herpes were worried that they were going to spread it, and so they took the medicine to decrease their viral shedding. If you have herpes, you could take Valtrex or acyclovir or Famvir, And you could take it prophylactically to help decrease you shedding and giving off a lot of the virus. It's not 100%. You're still contagious. That's why people still need to use condoms if they have sex with you. But you, can limit what you, spread. So you might have a bunch of people going, yeah, I want the medicine to be safe. Or you have people, losing their medicine. I mean, I've been doing telemedicine now, and I can't tell you how many people have cold sore outbreaks, especially with the weather changes. Well, yeah, that's a form of herpes. It's herpes type 1. That doesn't necessarily mean it's genital herpes. So with these sort of festivals, there are a lot of hookups. I mean, there's a lot of fun. There's a lot of drinking, probably drugs, and it's music, and you're out there, you're free, and you enjoy life. They're festivals. That's what festivals do. Festivals enjoy life, enjoy being around others. It's a party. And so, yeah, hookups are going to happen. People are going to meet each other. Things are going to, they're going to be horny, whatever. So, unfortunately, John Phillips was talking about this, how it could be a breeding ground for anything to spread wild. Norovirus, measles, etc. Doesn't mean we not have them. No. But it means, people need to kind of be smart. Don't be sharing drinks. Don't be doing stupid. Don't be hooking up with people you don't know. And herpes is one of those viruses that people really regret, even though it rarely kills. I mean, we rarely see any herpes-related death. But it's one of those things where once you have it, you have it. And a lot of people don't want it. They're painful blisters. They, feel like people won't want to date them because they could give it to them. Now, if everybody ends up later having it, no one's really going to care because, you can't really give somebody something that they already have. But right now, we're not there yet. A lot of people don't want us to be there yet, understandably so. And so it's not something you want to have. And the other worry is if you're, at risk for herpes, you're probably at risk for any of the other STDs because you had, obviously, unprotected sex. But what makes herpes a little different is skin on skin could give it to you. So even if you're using a condom, even if you're, trying to be careful and you're only doing maybe second or third base, you could still spread it to each other. But what this story highlights is there's news, if you Google it, there's news talking about Stagecoach and a herpes outbreak. And trying to take that news back, I don't know if, I don't know how many people have redacted the story, but from what we understand, there's absolutely no herpes outbreak. And the news media has to stop doing this. Remember that lady in Chipotle, was it Chipotle, where she refused to serve somebody a meal and it went all over the place that she was racist and she got fired? But the reason why, it was somebody who was very well known for, eating and running. People are too quick to jump. And I got to stop that. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Sign the dance.
Timeshares, what do you think of when you hear that? For many people, all they hear is the constant reminder of how they were misled, lied to, and pressured into buying one of these financial nightmares. This is Steve Sanchez, and if you have a timeshare that you want out of, Wesley Financial Group, the leading timeshare cancellations company, can help you do just that, guaranteed. Founded by Chuck Medell, a pioneer in this industry who successfully went to federal court against the timeshare giant to help you get out of the prison sentence you're serving from the endless lifelong maintenance fees. Wesley Financial Group wants you to know that you're not alone in your battle, and their high ratings with the Better Business Bureau and endless testimonials from millions of dollars they have successfully eliminated from timeshare debt from people just like you makes them the obvious choice to cancel your timeshare. Did I mention their guarantee? Well, it's in writing, and they get the job done on time, or you get 100% of your money back. Call now for their free information kit at 1-800-501-6100, 1-800-501-6100, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.